能看见许多弟兄姊妹的面，心里觉得非常的欢喜快乐。
I'm very joyful and happy to see all of your brothers and sisters here.
虽然有些人呢常常见面啊，不过大多数弟兄姊妹都很久没见。
Though I've seen quite a lot, some of you quite often, but most of you I haven't seen for a long time.
感谢主，让我们能有这样一个机会，能够在主面前一同相聚。
I thank the Lord for the opportunity so that we can meet together in the Lord.
这一次呢，我在主面前寻求啊，主给我一点点的负担。
This time, as I seek before the Lord has given me a burden.
就想和弟兄姊妹一同来交通如何做主的见证人。
I'd like to share with brothers and sisters upon how to be a witness for the Lord.
我们都知道主耶稣基督在升天之前，
We all know that before the Lord has ascended into heaven,
曾经对门徒们说要他们在地上做他的见证人。
He has spoken to his disciples and told them to be witnesses for him.
所以我想这些话呢，不仅对门徒说的，也是对着所有蒙恩得救神的儿女说的。
And I believe these words are not only spoken to the disciples, but to all God's children.
主救赎我们回来。
The Lord has saved us and redeemed us.
不仅是救我们脱离仇敌的手，赐给我们永远的生命。
Not only redeemed us from the hands of the evil one, but given us eternal life.
主也要我们在地上做他的见证人。
Also, while we are on earth, He wants us to be His testimony.
我想在今天这个末了的时代，
I think in these last times,
神的儿女啊，能够为神做见证，这实在是最重要的一件事情。
As children of God, it's the most important thing for the children of God to be witnesses for God.
所以我想在这一次的冬令会里面，我们来交通这个题目，我觉得也是蛮有意义的。
I think during this winter conference, it's very meaningful for children of God to share upon this topic.
我们盼望圣灵透过主的话语给我们能有更清楚一点的带领。
May the Holy Spirit, through the words of God, give us a clearer guidance.
我想在我们进入这个整个主题之前，
As we begin our main theme,
我先从这个使徒保罗的这个故事里面呢，那么先来看神如何来教导使徒保罗做神的见证人。
We'll start from looking at the story of the Apostle Paul as how God has leading, how led Paul to be God's witness.
我们请弟兄姊妹先看一节圣经。
Let's first turn to a Bible verse.
在《使徒行传》第22章。
In Acts chapter
22. 使徒行传第22章。
Acts 22.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
他这里说，并且你的见证人斯提凡被害流血的时候，我也站在旁边欢喜，又看守害死他之人的衣裳。
Verse 20, and when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him.
使徒保罗在这里称斯提凡为你的见证人。
The Apostle Paul is called Stephen as his martyr?
Witness.
His witness, okay. Here is witness.
我们知道神当初拣选以色列人也是为着要为神做见证。
We know that when God has chosen the Israelites, they were chosen for the purpose to be God's testimony.
先知以赛亚曾经对以色列百姓说，传递神的话说，你们就是我的见证。
And the prophet Isaiah has also spoken to the children of God, said, God has told them, you are my testimony.
保罗是一个犹太人，他是完全懂得这个道理。
Paul was a Jew and he knew this.
但是呢，他在这里呢，称斯提凡为你的见证人。
Yet here he calls Stephen as your witness.
我们知道在使徒行传二十二章那里，使徒保罗是面对着他的骨肉之亲，所有的以色列人所说的这句话。
We know that in Acts chapter 22, Paul is speaking to his own people, his blood relatives and his people, about this witness.
我们晓得当时以色列百姓他们已经失去了 这个见证。
We know that at that time the Israelites has already lost their testimony.
所以在他保罗这一段话里面特别提到斯提凡。
So in this passage, Paul especially mentioned about Stephen.
说斯提凡说是你的见证人。
And call Stephen your witness.
我想弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们能被称作是主的见证人，这是很大的一个荣耀。
I think, brothers and sisters, if today we can be called as the Lord's witnesses, this is great glory.
我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们都知道保罗的一生呢，曾经受过有两次的经历啊，对他产生重大的影响。
As we read the book of Acts, we know that during the life of Paul, there are two very important experiences that he had that had great influence on him.
虽然过去他在犹太人中间，他在加玛列的门下受过严谨的教育。
Although in the past he's educated under Gamaliel and he had very strict education.
他是一个很出色的法利赛人。
He's a very superb Pharisee.
连他自己都感觉他很不错。
Even he himself felt that he was great.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters.
到后来的这两次经历呢，对他所产生的影响比那个前面他所受的教育产生的影响更是深远。
Yet these two experiences that he had had even greater influence than all these past education that he had.
我们晓得第一个经历就是他在斯提凡身上所看见。
We know the first experience is what he saw upon the body of Stephen.
那么第二次的经历呢，是在大马色的路上他遇见主。
And the second experience is on the way to Damascus he met the Lord.
我们看见在头一次当他遇见斯提凡的时候。
We know the first time when he met Stephen.
那个时候我们晓得保罗还是一个年轻人。
We know that Paul was still a young man.
并且他热爱他自己的文化。
And he was zealous about his own culture.
他对犹太教，对犹太人，这是他引以为骄傲的事情。
And he was proud of being a Jew and to be his own religion.
那么当时呢，他在那里听到有一班人是跟随耶稣。
And he heard that there was this group of people who followed Jesus.
当然，在他们的心目中间，这些跟随耶稣的人呢，这些是异端。
Of course, in their own hearts, these people who were followers of Jesus, that they were heresies.
那么后来呢，他听说啊，他们中间呢有一个烧饭管饭食的人呢、啊。
And later on, they heard this person who's in charge of the meals.
在民间行了很多的奇事。
And he performed a lot of great signs.
并且充满智慧。
And then he was filled with wisdom.
甚至到了一个地步啊。
To this point,
就有一些犹太教中的这些学者们呢，就想要起来跟他辩论。
That these scholars in the Judaism wanted to have debates with him.
所以在《使徒行传》第六章那里记载啊。
So in Acts chapter 6 it records.
他说那个时候有利百地拿会堂的几个人。
He said there were people in the land in the synagogue of Libertines.
并且古利奈、亚历山大、基利加、亚细亚各处几个会堂的人。
And Cyrenians and Alexandrians and of them and the Sicilian of Asia, they were there.
我想可能这些人呢，就是当时犹太教中间呢那一些很出名的一些学者啊。
I believe these are people who are well known at the time, they're scholars of the Judaism.
他们就通通汇聚在耶路撒冷。
And they all gathered in Jerusalem.
结果呢，是要跟一个相信耶稣的人呢，并且是在管饭食这个人呢产生辩论。
And what they were doing was to this person who believed in Jesus, who's in charge of meal matters, and they were going to debate with him.
我想对于这个少年的这个保罗来讲，
I think towards this young Paul,
他里面定规充满着很大的好奇。
He must be filled with curiosity.
他并且想像这么热闹的一个场合，他一定要参加的。
Well, he thought this is what a great occasion. I must partake in this.
所以他就跑去看他们怎么样辩论。
So he ran and see how they debate.
结果在这一个整个过程当中啊。
So in this whole process,
他看见了一些很奇特的现象。
He saw some really strange things.
在他的心目中间呢，产生一个很大的一个矛盾。
In his heart, there are some great conflicts there.
有一个很大的困惑。
There is a great confusion for him.
当这些人跟斯提凡在辩论的时候啊。
So when these people were debating with Stephen,
他就感觉斯提凡充满智慧。
He felt that Stephen was filled with wisdom.
并且他摸到了斯提凡的灵啊，一个灵在那里。
He also come in contact and touch the spirit that Stephen has.
所以他就说，斯提凡用智慧和灵与他们辩论，众人都抵挡不住。
So he said that Stephen was debating with his spirit and this with wisdom.
当然我们都知道使徒行传是路加写的。
So we know that the book of Acts was written by Luke.
但是很明显的这一段的故事呢是保罗告诉路加的。
But very obviously this particular story is told to Luke by Paul.
并且这是保罗亲身的经历。
Because this is a personal experience of Paul.
啊，所以有人讲这个使徒行传可以称作第五福音，称作保罗福音，对吧？
So some people call this Acts as the fifth gospel. This is the gospel according to Paul.
因为路加大部分的资料都是从保罗得来的。
Because the most information that Luke has was from Paul.
保罗就告诉路加，在他少年的时候，他看见了这一幅奇异的景象。
So Paul was telling Luke that what he saw when he was still a young man, this strange phenomenon.
在信耶稣的人中间，一个管饭食的人居然有这样的智慧，有这样的一种灵。
Among the people who follow Jesus, such a person who is only in charge of the matter of mealtime, and he has such wisdom, he has the spirit.
这个已经叫保罗非常的惊异。
And this surprised Paul.
因为当时跟他辩论的，这都是犹太教当中的一些很出名的一些学者。
Because at that time, the people who were debating with Stephen were the well-known scholars in among the Jews.
居然辩不过一个这个管饭食的人。
And they couldn't even win a debate over a person who's in charge of the meals.
那么后来呢，保罗也看见他们这些犹太人用了卑鄙的手段怎么样对付斯蒂芬。
And he also saw later on how these Jews used tricks and how they dealt with Stephen.
他们买出人来毁谤他。
And they bought people to defame him.
他们做这样的事情。
And they did these things to him.
弟兄姊妹们，按理讲保罗是个法利赛人。
And according to reason, this Paul is a Pharisee.
他不应当能接受这样的情况，对不对？
He should not accept this kind of things.
但是因为他里面极端的恨恶这些信耶稣的人。
Yet within him there is an extreme hatred for these believers.
他跟他们的感觉一样，觉得这些人是破坏犹太教传统的一般人。
He had the same feeling. He felt that this group of people are against this traditional for the Jews.
所以当时就着保罗这么一个寻求公义的人来讲，他也觉得这个还可以，也可以做。
So even though Paul was such a righteous person, he felt this thing can be done.
那后来他们就把他抓到公会去了。
And so they gathered them to the assembly.
然后做假见证在那里招他，在那里攻击他。
And they gave false witnesses and to attack him.
那么就在公会的里面。
And in this assembly,
保罗看见另外一幅奇异的景象。
Paul saw another strange phenomenon.
他看见斯提凡站在他们的中间。
He saw that Stephen was standing among them.
他的形容说他的脸面像天使。
And describe him as his countenance, face was like an angel.
我们晓得这是保罗在还没有遇见主之前呢，他所看见的景象。
We know this is what Paul saw before Paul encountered the Lord.
所以在当时保罗的里面呢，这个里面已经有一个很大的一个矛盾在里面。
So at that time within Paul, there's already a great conflict in him.
一方面他是恨恶这些人。
On the one hand, he hates these people.
但是另外一面呢，在这个人身上又看见一些奇特的景象。
On the other hand, upon this person, he saw some very strange things.
那么后来呢，斯蒂芬就在他们中间有了一大篇的讲论。
So later on, Stephen has gave a great speech.
这就是《使徒行传》第七章。
And that's recorded in chapter 7 of Acts.
我们很稀奇啊。
We are amazed.
保罗居然那天把斯蒂芬所讲的全篇的道啊，一个字不漏的全部记下来。
And Paul has remembered every single word that Stephen spoke on that day, and it was all recorded here.
也许我们有人会讲说，这个可能是保罗这个记忆力惊人。
Maybe somebody said that Paul may have a very good memory.
能把斯蒂芬所讲的每一句话都记下来。
And he remembered every sentence that Stephen has spoken.
因为在这里，他没有对路加说那天我听见好像是这个样子，大概是那个样。
Because he didn't tell Luke that that day I heard, I think it's about this, it's like this.
他能把斯蒂芬的话一字不漏的统统把它记下来。
And he remembered every single word that was spoken by Stephen.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们晓得一个人呢，如果你能把别人的话能够完全记下来。
Of course, brothers and sisters, if we know that if somebody can repeat somebody else's words exactly,
可能是有两种现象。
There may be two reasons.
一种呢，就是你极端恨恶这个人。
One reason maybe you hate him, this person so much.
你恨他恨得入骨了。
You hate him to this degree.
那么他讲话的话，你要仔细听，要抓把柄，对吧
？So every word that this person utters that you will know in detail.
那么他讲的话的每一个字都不能漏。
And every single word would be caught.
啊，这是今天我想我们人的经验中间，告诉我们是有这种情形，对吧
？And from our experience, we know that this happens.
那么要不然还有一种情形是什么呢
？And there's another situation.
你对这个人呢，佩服的不得了啊。
Or you really admire this other person.
啊，你佩服的。从心底上佩服。
You admire this person from the bottom of your heart.
那么他所说的话，你也会仔细听。
So then this person will say something that you will remember well.
也许每一句话都记下来。
I think you remember every single word this person.
当然，我们还相信另外一件事情。
Of course, I remember something else too.
因为这篇信息啊，不是光是靠保罗的记忆力，也不是他恨我，可能是圣灵要记载下来。
Of course, and I think we know that this message maybe is not because of a hatred or his admire, it's because of the Holy Spirit who helped him remember.
所以无论怎样，那天保罗把斯蒂凡的那整篇的道完全把它记载下来。
No matter what, this whole speech of Stephen was recorded here.
并且当他看了这个，听完了这篇道之后呢
？After he heard this message,
他就看见当时以色列百姓。你们的那个反应，他说众人听见这话怎么样呢？就极其恼怒，向这个斯蒂凡咬牙切齿。
And he remembered the reaction of the crowd. Then they all hated Stephen after he heard what he has to speak.
因为我们知道斯蒂凡那天的话对他们是非常严厉的指责。
Because we know the words from Stephen was very stern towards them.
结果就在这个时候啊。
At this time.
保罗在斯蒂凡身上又看见另外一种奇异的现象。
And Paul saw something else, another phenomenon upon Stephen.
看见斯蒂凡举目望天。
He saw that he looked up to heaven.
啊，他说我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。
He said that I saw the heavens open and saw the Son of God was standing on the right hand of God.
这幅景象呢，在保罗的里面也成为一个深刻的一个印象。
And this situation became left a deep impression in Paul.
然后众人呢受不了了，大家都捂着耳朵，那么齐心的把他推到城外去。
And so the crowd couldn't take it, and they stopped their ears and they pushed him out of the city.
然后他们大家用石头打他。
And they stoned him.
啊，那么打石头的，你丢石头的时候啊，为着要力气大一点，就把衣服都脱了啊。
So in order to stone him and with a lot of strength, and they took off their outer coats.
那保罗那个时候是一个少年人。
And Paul was still a young man then.
所以呢，他说好，我再帮你们看衣服。
And so okay, I'll take care of your clothes.
所以大家把衣服脱了，放在他脚前。
And so the people took off their coats and put it on by the side of Paul.
他这里最后看见斯蒂凡有另外一种的景象。
And so lastly, he saw another situation.
他看见斯蒂凡。呼吁说求主耶稣接受我的灵魂。
And he saw that Stephen was calling out to the Lord and asked the Lord to receive his spirit.
然后又跪下大声地喊着说主啊不要将这罪归于他们。
And he saw him knelt down, cried with a loud voice, saying, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge.
说完了之后他就安息。
And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
那弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
我们看见保罗在他少年的时候
，We see that Paul when he was still a young man，
看见斯蒂凡的殉道
，He saw the martyring of Stephen。
他不仅是看见斯蒂凡怎样被犹太人逼迫杀害
，Not only he saw how Stephen was persecuted by the Jews。
就在这个整个过程中间呢
，In this whole process，
他似乎看见一种奇特的一种景象。
It seems that he saw this amazing phenomenon。
这是他不能明白的
，It's something that he cannot understand。
完全不能清楚的
，He completely cannot understand。
那么等到若干年之后
，And after certain years,
他仍旧逼迫这些相信耶稣基督的。
He continuously persecuting these believers.
有人拿着大祭司的文书要追基督徒追到大马士革。
He had papers from the great priest and were persecuting them to the Damascus.
结果在路中间的时候，神向主向他显现。
And on the way, the Lord appeared to him.
那一天，保罗在路上遇见了我们的主。
And that day, Paul has encountered our Lord.
当他一看见主耶稣基督的时候
，When he saw our Lord Jesus,
他这个时候不仅他里面蒙光照，认识耶稣基督。
Not only he saw the light within, and he got to know the Lord Jesus.
他回忆到过去多少年以前看见斯蒂凡殉道的光景。
At the same time, he gone back to many years ago. He saw the phenomenon when Stephen was martyred.
这个时候，他里面非常清楚。
At this time, he was clear.
因为那一天在斯蒂凡身上所看见那个景象。
Because that phenomenon he saw upon Stephen on that day.
他似乎看见另外一个人的影子在斯蒂凡的身上。
It seems that he sees the shadow of this other person on Stephen.
弟兄姊妹，那个不是别的，那是主耶稣基督。
There's no others but the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以因此。他在《使徒行传》第二十二章那里说：“
Therefore, in Acts 22,
你的见证人斯蒂凡。”
He said, "You are a witness, Stephen."
原来斯蒂凡那一天所表现的完全是耶稣基督的表现。
Because what Stephen was showing and manifesting that day is the manifestation of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗认识怎样为主做见证人。
So Paul knows how has the knowledge of how to be a witness for Jesus.
他不是从道理里面接受的。
He's not understanding from doctrines.
弟兄姊妹们，他乃是从一个实际的一个经历里面认识。
He got to know this from his true experience.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们晓得为主耶稣基督做见证。
So brothers and sisters, today we know how to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. 这不是一个道理的问题。This is not a matter of doctrine.
这乃是一个把主耶稣基督实际彰显出来的问题。
This is a matter of how to truly manifest Jesus Christ.
所以神教导摩西的时候，不教导保罗的时候。
Therefore, when God was teaching Paul,
神不是把光把这个见证的道理告诉保罗的。
He wasn't only telling him this doctrine, a principle.
他乃是要保罗从一个实际的经历里面认识。什么叫做是主的见证人？
But from a true experience point of view, subjective experience to know how to be a witness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天我们从斯蒂凡的这个见证上面，我们很清楚的看见。
Today from this witnessing of Stephen, we can clearly see that.
什么叫做为主耶稣基督做见证呢？
What is it to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ?
乃是我们与主耶稣基督能够认同并且有一致的一个表现。
That is to conform and commit to Jesus Christ and have the same reaction.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
斯蒂凡为主做了美好的见证。
Stephen has given a great witness for the Lord.
而从他的见证里，我们看见这整个见证的内容乃是主耶稣基督自己。
And from his testimony, we see the whole substance and content of it is the Lord Himself.
所以后来使徒们。得着圣灵的启示，写了很多的书信。
So later on, the apostles had a lot of revelation from the Holy Spirit, and they wrote a lot of epistles.
我们晓得这些书信整个的内容都与这个见证有关系。
And we know the content, the substance of these letters and the epistles. They know it has to do with the testimony of Christ.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important matter.
那我想弟兄姊妹们，我们如果把使徒们的书信里面。
So if we look from the epistles of the apostles,
关于做见证的事情
about how they talked about the matter of witnessing,
我可以把它归纳成四个重要的因素。
I can summarize it into four important elements.
主若许可的话，这一次的特会，我就要和弟兄姊妹交通这四个点。
If the Lord willing, this time, this conference, I'll share with you on these four elements.
好，我把它做了一个简单的一个图表。
I've given a simple chart here.
通常我讲到，我也很少用这些东西。
I rarely use these charts in my message.
这次呢，我想，我只有除了用这个图表呢，我如果用嘴巴讲，恐怕不容易清楚。
I think this time the chart would help more than just speaking.
我们可以看见这做见证有四个大的要素。
And we can see that there are four important elements.
这四个要素呢，简单的来说呢，第一个就是认识。
And simply put, the first thing is to the knowledge.
第二个呢是经历。
Second is experience.
第三个是分辨。
The third is a discernment.
第四个是持守。
Fourth is hold fast.
当然，弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得。在这四个重要的因素里面，它还包括着一些重要的经历在里面。
So of course, brothers and sisters, no, of course, apart from these four elements, there it includes some other experiences.
所以我想，我先简单的把这个图表呢，说做略略做个解释。
So I like to simply explain this chart.
我们看见第一个点，认识。
We look at the first point, knowledge.
这个认识呢，是源自启示啊。
And this knowledge,
是这个源头来的。
This knowledge originates from revelation.
然后这个启示呢，把我们引进与主的交通。
And this revelation leads us into a fellowship with the Lord.
然后呢，因着这个交通呢，我们进入与主之间一个直接的关系。
And because of this fellowship, we have a direct relationship with the Lord.
所以凡是真正的认识，一定是把我们带到与主那个直接的关系里面。
So if you have true knowledge, it will bring us eventually into this direct relationship with the Lord.
第二个点呢
？Second point.
就讲到经历。
Talks about experience.
这个经历，基督徒所有的经历都是出自圣灵。
Experience of the Christians, it all comes from Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵呢，把我们引到带到那个实际的里面。
And this Holy Spirit will lead us into the reality.
然后因着有这个实际的缘故的话呢，弟兄姊妹们，你就有了一个主观的经历。
And because of this reality, you will have a subjective experience.
所以我们的经历也必须达到主观的境地。
So our experience will need to go to the point of being subjective.
第三个点呢，分辨。
The third point is discernment.
其实分辨的意思呢，就是圣别。
And discernment actually means separation.
这个因着我们要过这个圣别的生活，
because we need to lead a life of separation,
所以就引起了所谓的属灵的征战。
So that will cause the spiritual warfare.
那么在这个征战里面，就有所谓的得胜的经历。
And in this warfare, we'll have the experience of claiming victory.
第四个点，
the fourth point,
就是需要持守。
You need to hold fast.
我们知道持守呢，你需要忠心。
So you know to hold fast, you need to be faithful.
这个持守呢，跟我们基督徒的性格有很大的关系。
And this hold fast has a lot to do with our Christian character.
那我们要能够达到一个美好的性格，必须经过十字架的工作。
And in order to get to this good character, you need to have the work of the cross.
能够让基督的性格组织在我们的身上。
So that the character of Christ can be formed in us.
而这个性格今天在我们身上的表现，就是圣经中所说的美德。
And this character will manifest from us as virtues.
我想我们今天要成为主的见证人。
I think today as witnesses of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这四个重要的因素是不可缺少的。
And these four elements are necessary.
如果没有这四个因素
if we are missing any one of these,
我们很难为主做美好的见证。
It's hard for us to bear good testimony for the Lord.
那么今天早晨呢，我想我们来交通第一个点。
I think this morning we'll share upon the first point.
我们讲认识。
We'll talk about knowledge.
我请弟兄姊妹和我一同再读一些的圣经。
Ask brothers and sisters to read some passage from the Bible with me.
我们先请看士师记第二章。
Please turn to Judges chapter 2.
士师记第二章。
Judges chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。
Verse 7, And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel.
第十节。
Verse 10,
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel.
下面啊，十一节。
Verse 11.
以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利。
And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam.
离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华，他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是视为列国的神，惹耶和华发怒。
Verse 12, And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger.
并离弃耶和华，去侍奉巴利和亚斯他路。
And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth.
耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在抢夺他们人的手中，又将他们赋于四围仇敌的手中，甚至他们在仇敌面前再不能站立得住。
Verse 14, And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them unto the hands of the spoilers and spoiled them, and he sold them unto the hands of the enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before the enemies.
他们无论往何处去，耶和华都以灾祸攻击他们，正如耶和华所说的话， 又如耶和华向他们所起的誓，他们便极其困苦。
Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord has said, and as the Lord has sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed.
我们再请看何西阿书第六章。
And please turn to Hosea chapter 6.
何西阿书第六章。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现，却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨。像滋润田地的春雨。
Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth.
我们再看约翰福音第十七章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 17.
第三节。
Verse 3.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
我们再看加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
十一节和十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Verse 11, But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
15节、16节。
Verses 15 and 16.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩造我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把它传在外邦人中，我就没有与书血气的人商量。
Verse 15, But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I confer not with the flesh and blood.
我们最后再看一下以弗所书第一章。
Lastly, Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1
第十七节
Verse 17
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ the Father of the glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him
我想我们在为主耶稣基督做见证的事上第一重要的是认识
I think the most important matter for as a testimony, a witness for Jesus Christ is knowledge.
我们不能为我们所不认识的人或者事来做见证。
We cannot testify to something, somebody or something we don't know.
今天如果你到法庭里面去要做见证人。
Today, if we are going to be a witness in the court,
你必须对那个人的事情你有所认识，知道。
You must have some knowledge about that person.
或者你对那个人有所认识。
Or about something or that person.
否则的话，你够不上做见证人的资格。
Otherwise, you're not qualified to be a witness.
我想今天一样，我们要为我们的主耶稣基督做见证。
I think today, in the same way, if we are a witness for our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们必须要认识他。
We must have knowledge of him.
但是今天地上的教会。
But today, churches and on earth,
我们看见在认识上出现非常严重的问题。
We see that a matter of knowledge has a lot of problems.
我们从今天地上教会见证的软弱上，我们就知道在认识上面所出现的问题非常严重。
From the weaknesses of our testimony, we know that there is a serious problem in the matter of knowledge.
我们实在看见在各处神的儿女们。我们是渴望为主做见证。
We see that children of God all over the earth that we know that we want to be witnesses for Christ.
但是我们看见，无论是个人或者团体。
But we see that whether it's individual or corporately.
大多数的情况都是现在非常软弱的光景。
In most cases, they are falling into the situation of being very weak.
而这个软弱有一个非常重要的原因，就出现在认识上面。
And this weak state is caused by not enough knowledge.
这个正像士师记所记载的情况一样。
Just like what's recorded in the book of Judges.
我们晓得摩西在世的时候。
We see that Moses when he was still living.
以色列百姓他们都侍奉耶和华。
And all the Israelites, they served the Lord Jehovah.
等到后来约书亚起来接替的时候。
When Joshua took over.
我们看见以色列百姓仍旧侍奉耶和华。
We saw the Israelites were still serving the Lord Jehovah.
等到约书亚过世了。
But after Joshua passed away.
他们中间还有一批长老们在。
And there were still some elders there.
那么长老们在的时候，他们仍旧侍奉耶和华。
And while the elders were still living, they still served the Lord God.
圣经记载说，等到那个时代的人过去的时候。
But the Bible records and said that when that generation has passed.
以色列百姓就产生一个非常重大的危机。
And there's this crisis among the Israelites.
圣经记载说，他们不认识耶和华。也不晓得耶和华为他们所行的事。
The Bible says they don't know the Lord God and they don't know what God did for them.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读这些话时，我们里面会不会很诧异呢
？Brothers and sisters, when we read these words, are we surprised?
难道在这里忽然出现了一个好像断层的一个现象
？Are you seeing this big gap here?
忽然之间，以色列百姓连耶和华都不知道了。
And all of a sudden, these Israelites don't know the Lord Jehovah.
我相信他们耶和华的名都知道了。
I believe they know the name of the Lord Jehovah.
但是现在他们缺少对于神第一手的认识。
But now they are lacking the first-hand knowledge of God.
他们缺少直接的认识。
They are lacking in this direct knowledge.
弟兄姊妹们，因着他们在认识神的事情上出现了问题。
Because on the matter of knowledge of this matter, they have a problem.
结果刚才我们所读的那一段以色列悲惨的光景就开始出现。
So what we just read, this poor suffering state of them, they started this state.
结果在以色列百姓中间，他们出现了400年左右的时间的一个大荒凉的时代。
And so in this 400 years, the Israelites were in a desolate situation.
这是因为他们不认识神，也不认识神的旨意。
And that's because they don't know God and they don't know the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们，他们造成了一个大的失败。
And this caused them a great failure.
并且造成了一个极大的混乱。
And a great confusion among them.
今天在地上。弟兄姊妹，在主的教会中间，同样有这种的危机存在。
Today, brothers and sisters on earth, in among the church, we still have the same crisis.
所以，对于神的认识，对于主的认识是非常重要的一件事情。
So it's very important to have knowledge of God and of the Lord.
使徒保罗告诉我们
，Apostle Paul told us,
我们侍奉神必须要有那个真知道。
As we serve God, we need to have this true knowledge.
他在罗马书里面曾经讲到，他说呢，以色列百姓他们向着神有热心，但是他们不是按照真知识来侍奉神。
In Romans, he has mentioned that the people have this zeal upon the Lord, but they do not have the true knowledge.
到了启示录到以弗所书第一章的时候
，In Ephesians chapter one,
他就告诉我们，这个真知道乃是借着智慧和启示的灵。说启示出来的。
And he tells us this true knowledge comes from the spirit of the revelation and the spirit of the wisdom and the revelation.
他用这个真知道这个字，那个希腊原文叫做 epignosis.
And this word true knowledge in the Greek original text is epignosis.
我们知道，通常呢，希腊文哈，这个知道这个字啊，是 gnosis， 它加上一个 epignosis.
We know that in the original text in Greek, knowledge, the word knowledge is used gnosis, but in here it added a prefix, the epi.
它跟这个 gnosis 呢有一个区别。
And it differentiates it from the word gnosis.
它就告诉我们说，这个 epignosis 是完全出自于神的启示。
It's telling us this epignosis is completely coming from the revelation of God.
我们要感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神乐意把他自己启示给我们。
God is willing to reveal himself to us.
如果神不启示，没有人会认识神的。
If God did not reveal himself, no one would know him.
并且保罗个人的经历告诉我们。
Also, the personal experience of Paul
tells us. 他说神乐意将他儿子启示在我们。
God is willing to reveal his son in us.
在那个地方啊，这个保罗用了一个字，这个乐意啊，这个就是今天英文里面这个 pleasure 这个字。
Paul has used this word pleasure.
就说呢，当神能把他 儿子启示出来，这是神心中最大的快乐。
And God is pleased to reveal His Son in us.
所以神不仅愿意启示，神还乐意启示。
And not only God is willing, He takes pleasure in revealing Himself to us.
所以对于今天我们神的儿女来讲，得到启示并不是很困难的事情。
So today, for us to be revealed, it's not a difficult matter.
我在年轻的时候，常常被一些人蒙蔽住。
When I was younger, I was deceived.
有人这样告诉我们说啊，他说这个启示只有少数人的。
And someone told us that this revelation only is meant for a few.
你们都没有启示。
And you don't have revelation.
只有我们这几个人有启示。
Only the selected few would have it.
那这个意思就是说呢，你这一辈子你都需要依靠他。
And what it means is that in during your life, you will actually depend on these other people.
你如果离开他，你就没有启示。
If you depart from these people, you don't have any revelation.
但是保罗告诉我们，启示是神心中乐意的一件事情。
But Paul told us that revelation is what God takes pleasure in.
那么，并且呢
？Also.
这告诉我们，保罗告诉我们，启示完全是神的事情。
And Paul told us this revelation is completely a matter of from God.
这个跟人没有关系。
It has nothing to do with other people.
所以弟兄姊妹，真正的启示乃是从神来的。
So brothers and sisters, the true revelation only comes from God.
人不能启示。
Man cannot reveal.
今天呢，有许多人能把主的话解开，是因为他得到启示。
A lot of people today can interpret the word of God. That's because they received the revelation from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他乐意把他的儿子启示给所有蒙恩的神的儿女。
He's pleased to reveal his son Jesus Christ to all those who are saved.
所以保罗在加拉太书那样着重的说到，我所领受的不是从人领受的。
So in Galatians, Paul has emphasized that what he received is not from other men.
他甚至在加拉太书第二章告诉我们说，那些有名望的人并没有加增我什么。
And he says in Galatians chapter 2, all those famous people, they did not add any to me.
这个话听起来是非常骄傲。
It seems these words are very boastful.
但是呢，保罗所讲到的是一个事实。
But he's referring to a fact.
弟兄姊妹，每一个神的儿女都可以得到神的启示。
Every child of God can receive revelation from God.
当然，在启示上面有程度上的不一样，就是。
Of course, in this revelation, there are degrees of difference.
有的人看见的多，看见的明亮；有的人呢，看见的少。
Some people can see more; they can see brighter things. Some people see less.
但是你必须从神。得到这个启示。
But you must receive revelation from God.
并且呢，我们从圣经里面可以看见。
Also from the Bible we can see.
圣经所有的启示都是集中在他儿子的身上。
All the revelation in the Bible all focus on God's Son, Jesus.
所以在以弗所书第一章十七节很清楚告诉我们。
So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 clearly it told us.
他讲到我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
And said, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
使你们真知道他。
In the knowledge of him.
加拉太书第一章十六节也是这样讲。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 16.
神乐意将他儿子启示在我们里面。
He says the same thing. He's pleased to reveal his son in us.
我们看见有一次当主耶稣跟门徒们在该撒利亚腓立比境内的时候。
We see that the Lord was with the disciples in Caesarea.
主问这个门徒们说：“你们说我人子是谁？”
And he asked his disciples, "said Who do you say the Son of Man is?"
哇！结果彼得说：“你是永生神的儿子，是基督。”
And so Peter says, "You are the Son of God, the Eternal God, Christ."
这个主说：“哎呀，他西门巴约那是有福的。”
And so the Lord Jesus says, "Simon Bar Jonah, you're blessed."
这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我天上的父启示你的。
It's not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by the Father in heaven.
到了启示录，我们看见约翰也是这样说。
In Revelation, Book of Revelation, you see John said the same thing.
写启示录的第一章第一节很清楚告诉我们。
Chapter 1 and verse 1, it clearly says.
他就。开宗明义说耶稣基督的启示。
It starts with the sentence, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得神的启示是集中在他儿子的身上。
Brothers and sisters, we know the revelation of God is focused and emphasized on his son, Jesus Christ.
我为什么要这样着重的说呢？
Why am I emphasizing this?
因为今天在我们神的儿女中间出现一个很大的困难。
Because today there is a great difficulty among the children of God.
就是我们无法把什么是主的自己和与主有关的事物把它分别出来。
We cannot separate the Lord himself and the things that concern the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见大多数神的儿女们的兴趣和追求，那是那些与主有关的事物。
We see that the interest of most children of God, they are seeking and pursuing after things concerning the Lord.
但是我们必须记得。
But we must remember.
认识主的自己。
To know the Lord Himself.
与认识与主有关的事物有天渊之间的差别。
And to know things concerning the Lord, these two things are very different.
并且呢，我们会发现这些与主有关的这些事物呢，大多数是用人的智慧、理智是可以明白的。
And we know that these things concerning the Lord, these things can be understood by the Lord and by our own, own wisdom and cleverness.
只有神的儿子自己乃是神直接的启示。
Only the Son of God, God Himself, God can reveal it directly.
你不借着启示，你无法明白的。
If without the revelation, you cannot understand.
但是与主有关的事物来讲的话，大多数凭着人的智慧都能解释。
But matters concerning the Lord, you can understand it by your own understanding.
说今天在神的百姓中，在整个基督教的世界里面，造成一个知识上面的大混乱。
So today, in the people of God and among the children of God, there in the matter of knowledge, there's a great confusion.
人对神所创造的事物有兴趣。
People are interested in finding out God's creation.
我们对人际之间的关系有兴趣。
We are interested in finding out more about human relationships.
甚至对教会外表的组织的东西有兴趣。
We are interested in organization in churches.
我们花了太多的力气在这些事物上面。
We spend too much energy on these matters.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得今天这个时代是一个知识高度膨胀的一个时代。
Brother and sister, we know this is a generation of a knowledge overload.
尤其年轻人。
Especially the young people. Nobody not like knowledge.
所以今天呢，我们看见这个所谓人文主义的东西就大量的进到教会里面。
So today we know there is a lot of information about people and humanism, a lot of things enter into church.
科学的、哲学的、艺术的、音乐的、文学的，一大堆东西进来。
And science, culture, civilization, history, music, anything, all these things enter into church.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说这些东西都是不好。
I'm not saying these things are bad.
而这些东西呢，有时候只不过摸着那些与主有关的事物而已。
But these things are only concerning the matter about the Lord, concerning the Lord.
很多事情与主的自己并没有完全的关联。
But a lot of things has no direct relationship with the Lord himself.
虽然也是用主的名。
Although you use the name of the Lord.
但是你会感觉到那个里面对主本身的认识。
You can feel that within it has very little contact with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
教会历史告诉我们，
the history of the church tells us,
人如果对主的自己没有兴趣，
if man has no interest in the Lord himself,
而对于属于主的事物有兴趣，
that has too much interest on things concerning the Lord,
这个见证自然就失落，见证自然就变得软弱。
And this testimony would naturally fade and become weak.
所以今天呢，我们晓得神心中最大的一个喜乐，那是启示他的儿子耶稣基督的自己。
So we know the greatest joy in God's heart is to reveal His Son, the Lord Jesus.
我们求主让我们能够对主个人的兴趣能过于那些与主相关事物的兴趣。
We ask the Lord to give us this interest in the Lord Himself more so than anything concerning the Lord.
若不是这个回转。
If we don't turn around,
我们今天要为主做见证是非常困难。
It would be very difficult for us to testify for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣在地上的时候曾经说过一句非常伤心的话。
The Lord Jesus has spoken these words very sadly when he was still on earth.
在约翰福音第十二章。
In John chapter 12.
当玛利亚打破玉瓶了，把这个膏膏在主身上的时候。
When Mary broke the veil and give the nard on the Lord.
犹大就在那里说啊，
and Judas has said these words.
这样枉费呢？
Why are you wasting this?
这个香膏可以卖三十两银子。
And this ointment can be sold for 30 pieces of silver.
可以救济许多的穷人。
And can help the poor.
你知道主在那里说了一句非常痛心的话。
Do you know the Lord has spoken these words?
主说啊，常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
You have the poor with you always, but you will not have me.
我们就看见这些门徒们呢。他们的眼睛 都注意在主耶稣基督之外这些事物上。
You see the disciples, their eyesight are set upon these things that are outside of the Lord.
而对主自己没什么兴趣。
But they don't have much interest upon the Lord Himself.
今天教会如果是处在这样的光景中，
Today the church is in the same situation.
这无非说明教会神的儿女属灵生命的幼嫩。
It's just revealing the immaturity of the spiritual state of the children of God.
我记得我两个孩子小的时候。
I remember when my two children when they were young.
我每次出门回家的时候，总要买一点稍微小小的玩具带给他们。
And every time I take a trip and go home, I'll bring some toys for them.
结果呢，就造成了一种现象。
And this caused a phenomenon.
我的儿子到飞机场去接我的时候啊
，So when my sons come to the airport to greet me，
他们整个注意力不是在我身上
，Their attention is not upon me，
是在我那个箱子上
，Their attention is on my luggage。
啊，所以我一出来过来的 ，Daddy 抱一下。
So when I came out, they would give me a big hug.
然后两个人呢就很热心去推那个箱子去了。
And they were very zealously go for my luggage.
然后到了家里面呢，那我把玩具拿出来给他们了。
So when we got home, I'll take out the toys for them.
一拿到玩具就跑到影子也不见。
And so once they got the toy, they'll disappear.
所以有的时候心里面就有点难过。
Sometimes I'll feel sad.
他们所爱的是这些东西，不是我。
So what they love is these things, not me.
但是感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
等孩子们慢慢长大之后。
When the kids grow up.
他们的态度就转变。
Their attitudes changed.
现在
Now,
他们是注意他的爸爸过于爸爸其他的事。
They pay more attention to their father than the things that their father brings.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心真爱主吗？
Brothers and sisters, would our heart really have a love for the Lord?
还是我们只不过爱那些与主有关的事物呢？
Or are we just loving the things that are concerning outside the Lord?
神给我们一点祝福，我们就高兴得不得了。
So if God gives us some blessings, we'll be really happy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
神多么渴望我们把我们的注意力更多摆在主身上
God longs and desires for us to have a whole attention on Him
主希望我们爱祂过于所有其他一切
The Lord wants us to love Him more than anything else
我们要竭力地追求认识祂
We should press on and follow Him to get to know Him
你要认识祂
Dear brothers and sisters, if we want to know Him
你只有经过神的启示
You have to have the revelation from God
今天在教会的里面
Today among the church,
我们对于主的认识太多的东西都是间接的
A lot of times our knowledge of God are indirect
我们记得约伯的故事吗
Do we know the story of Job?
神为什么要用严厉的手对付他呢
Why did God use a stern hand upon Job?
那个对付的最后的结果是什么呢
What's the consequence of dealing with this sin?
约伯就说我坐在炉灰中懊悔自己
So Job was saying that I'm sitting in the dust and repent.
他说神啊，从前我是风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你。
And he told God that I used to hear of you, now I see you.
弟兄姊妹们，神所以容许约伯经历那么样痛苦的经历，最后的一个结果是什么呢？就希望约伯能够直接的认识神。
And the reason God let Job suffer through all these experiences and all these sufferings, the reason is He wanted him to have direct experience of God.
什么叫做风闻呢？
What does it mean to hear of?
风闻就是说是听来的。
You hear of something.
看别人的。
You see somebody else.
自己没有多少。
You don't have much experience.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the will of God.
主把我们拯救回来。
The Lord has redeemed us.
他要我们每一个人对他都能有这个直接的关系。
He wants each one of us to have a direct relationship with Him.
所以你看约翰在晚年所写约翰福音啊。
You see John when he wrote a Gospel of John.
他非常注重我们个人与主之间的关系。
He was focusing and paying a lot of attention on the personal relationship with the Lord.
所以我们晓得教会历史上一个最大的错误，就是把居间阶级的思想带到教会里面来。
So we know the greatest mistake looking through the history of churches to bring in these classes, different classes in the clergy system into the church.
很大的隔膜。
So it brings a great blockage and separation between the Lord and ourselves.
这不是神的心。
This is not the will of God.
当殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半的时候
when the curtain in the holy place was broken, torn from the top to the bottom.
我们的神欢迎所有神的儿女们都能够进到至圣所的里面。
Our God welcome all the children of God to enter into the Holy of Holies.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们要求主在这些年间做恢复的工作。
We ask the Lord to restore us, recover us.
要把神的儿女带到与他直接的关系里面。
So that bring the children of God into a direct relationship with God.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
我们看见使徒们的经历,
we see the experience of the apostles.
他们越到晚年的时候,
as they get in their older,
生命越成熟,
when their lives become more mature,
他们里面的爱慕就变得越单纯,
and their longing desire becomes more pure,
并且变得非常的专一,
and become very single-minded.
你看保罗在关在罗马的监牢里面,
you see, when Paul was in prison in Rome,
当他写腓立比书写到第三章的时候,
when he wrote chapter 3 of Philippians,
他从心的深处呼喊,
in the deep part of his heart, he was having Christ. Make me know Christ. So that I may know Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你看他当时的环境是多么的艰难,
you see how difficult his environment was.
环境是多么的险恶,
how his circumstances were so bad.
但是他完全不在乎这些东西,
yet he did not care for that. All he longs for was Christ himself. He said, I deem that as the most precious to gain Christ, and deem everything else as waste. In all things, includes a lot of things that we thought was treasure as spiritual things. And he deemed the most precious as the knowledge of Christ Jesus. And to forget what's behind and press on forward. Dear brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord to give us this draw. Peter is the same way. When in his older age, when he wrote 2 Peter, he didn't mention anything else. He only mentioned one important thing. That is the experience on the Mount of Transfiguration. Brothers and sisters, this is some experience that influenced his whole life. We know how much experience Peter has.
今天如果把彼得书那个经历给任何一个人的话，你都是兴奋的不得了了。
If anybody has any of these experiences that Peter had, you will be very excited.
对不对?
Isn't that right?
跟随主的3.5年的时间里面,
and Peter followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
不仅看见主行过很多的神迹奇事,
not only he saw the wonders and miracles that the Lord has performed,
他自己有很多奇妙的经历,
he also had a lot of amazing experiences.
记得吗？有一次要交那个丁税。
You remember he had to pay tax.
主就叫他去钓鱼啊,
and so the Lord told him to fish.
钓上来一条鱼, 嘴巴里面咬了块银币, 你看,
and he caught this fish, and there's this coin in there. And these are amazing experiences.
又一次主耶稣在海面上行走,
and one time the Lord was walking on water.
又彼得一个人说, 主啊, 我走到你那去可不可以啊?
Only Peter was the only one who said that, can I walk over to you? And the Lord says, come over.
我们知道在所有教会历史中间神的百姓只有彼得在水面上走过,
we know that in all the history of the church, only Peter is the only one who can walk on the water.
虽然走得不多,
although he didn't walk far,
但他确实在水面上走过,
but he truly did walk on the water.
奇怪的经历对不对?
It's a really wonderful experience.
好经过五旬节, 圣灵降临,
and also gone through Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.
哇, 神的能力在他身上,
and the power of God is upon him.
那么站起来一讲话, 3,000人得救, 5,000人得救,
he stood up and spoke, and 3,000, 5,000 people were saved.
多少侍奉主的人呢, 羡慕彼得这个能力。
A lot of people who serve God were long for a desire for these experiences. And he was very famous at the end.
他走在路上的时候啊,
when he walked on the wet road,
照着什么人,
and his shadow would cast on the people, and this person would become well.
你还不需要去给他按手大声祷告,
you don't even need to the laying of hand, don't need the loud prayer.
影子照着人, 人就这个得医治了。
And his shadow would even cause someone to heal.
后来他甚至叫多家从死里复活。
And later on, he caused Dorcas to resurrect from the dead. Dear brothers and sisters,
彼得一生经历许许多多, 奇妙的经历。
In Peter's life, he has experienced lots of different experiences.
但是弟兄姊妹们, 这许多的经历都赶不上在变化山上的 那一次的经历。
But brothers and sisters, all these experiences cannot foreshort when they compare to this experience on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们记得在变化山上的故事。
We remember the story on the Mount of Transfiguration.
彼得、雅各、约翰跟主耶稣基督上了高山。
Peter, James, and John when they went to the Mount.
忽然之间，主耶稣变了形象。
All of a sudden, the Lord transfigured.
啊，他又看见这个摩西跟以利亚出现。
And he saw the appearance of Moses and Elijah.、
哎真是很兴奋啊
this is very exciting.
因为从前他是听说摩西见居然看见摩西了
Because he has heard of Moses, now he saw Moses.
从前只不过听过以利亚现在以利亚就站在他面前
He used to hear about Elijah, but he saw that Elijah was standing in front of him. So he was very excited. He said, Lord, I will make three tabernacles.
开始胡言乱语
And he started to speak nonsense.
他这个话一说完了
After he spoke these words,
就神立刻知道不对
And he knows something's wrong.
所以马上用云彩把山上遮住
And so the cloud would cover up the mount.
结果他们再举目的时候
So when they look again,
只见耶稣一人
They only saw Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情
This matter,
在以后使徒彼得的侍奉和生活里面成为一个不可磨灭的印象
In Peter's life and his service, it becomes, left a deep impression on his life.
因为他知道一件事情
Because he knows one thing.
神的心在他儿子的身上
God's heart is set upon his son.
神只叫我们爱他的儿子
God only wants us to love his son.
所以呢，他从来没有提到他行了多少神迹奇事
So he never mentioned how many wonders and signs he has performed.
他也从来没有因着主给他的祝福，他要做其他什么事情。
And he did not do any other things because of the blessings that the Lord gave him.
你想想看，今天主如果把这个福音的能力给你，你一站起来就三千人得救。
Think about it. If the Lord gives you this gift and you can stand up and speak, and the 3,000 people will be saved.
五千人得救。
Or 5,000 people will be saved.
你会做什么
？What would you do?
你下面立刻弄个什么布道团呢、
啊？You probably set the evangelistic organization.
根本没把这些放在眼里。
But Peter did not pay any attention on this.
越到晚年的时候。
And when he gets older,
我们看见彼得的生命越成熟。
And you see how his life is more mature.
他说我们在圣山上。
He said, on this holy mount.
亲耳听见神的声音。
I heard with my own ears the voice of God.
那个声音是什么呢？
And what does it say?
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
He says, this is my beloved son. You should listen to him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他的生命。
His life.
现在变得纯净。
Now becomes pure.
变得专一。
Become single-minded.
只要主的自己。
He only wants the Lord himself.
这是神的启示。
This is revelation from God.
那么约翰到晚年时候也是这样。
And John is the same way.
你看看这些使徒们。
You look at these apostles.
他们除了主之外。
Apart from the Lord.
他们再也没别的其他的爱慕。
They have nothing else and no other desire.
那么约翰呢把神的儿女们分成三个不同的这个情形。
And John has grouped the children of God into three groups.
有父老，有少年人，有小子。
Talk about the elders and the young men and the children.
他特别这个父老连续讲了两次。
Especially he mentioned about these elders twice.
什么叫做父老呢
？What does it mean the elders？
他说因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
He said because you know those from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做起初原有的呢
？What does it mean from the beginning？
我们晓得那个起初原有的就是主自己。
We know that from the beginning is the Lord Himself.
所以今天呢，在神的百姓中间呢，神是希望得到更多的父老。
Today, among the children of God, God wants to gain more elders.
所以当你把你的注意力完全集中在主耶稣基督身上的时候
，So when you focus your attention singly on the Lord Jesus,
你的生命成长就快了
，And your life will mature faster.
只有那些生命成长老练的人，他们呢，基督教其他事物没有兴趣，他们只有一个兴趣。
Only when their life is mature, when they are experienced, they will know that they only have one interest.
这些小孩子只知道爸爸。
And they have an interest on the Lord, and the little ones will only know father.
那今天就是很多神的儿女们呢，蒙恩得救了，我们晓得回家了，对不对？见到神是父亲，就知道，这是大家都知道。
Today, a lot of people they only know how to go home. They're the little ones. They only know
father. 生命稍微老练一点，到了少年人的阶段的时候呢。
When they are more mature, they become young men.
我们开始追求得胜的生活，跟世界打仗了。
And they started to seek after a consecrated life and to fight with the world.
胜过恶者。
To claim victory over the evil one.
克服世界。
To victory over the world.
这样的圣徒不太多。
And there are not many saints like that.
但这些圣徒在约翰看来只不过是少年人而已。
But these saints are only referred to as young men by John.
那些真正的父老。
And those true, the real elders.
他们认识那起初原有的。
They know the one who from the beginning.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以我们可以看见。
So that we know.
当使徒们他们的生命 越成熟的时候
when the apostles, their lives become more mature,
他们里面的爱慕越过越专一
their desire and longing becomes very single-minded.
所以这些对我们都是很重要的一个提醒
These are very important reminders for us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们求主怜悯我们
we ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
要叫我们呢爱主耶稣基督的自己过于那些与主有关的事物
So that we love the Lord himself, Jesus Christ himself, more than anything else.
我们知道这个从圣灵而启示来的这个真知道
We know that this revelation from the Holy Spirit, this true knowledge,
它不是光是一个知识而已
It's not only a knowledge.
它是一个生命
It's a life.
它是有光
It has light.
它是有滋润
It can moisturize.
所以何西阿书第六章第三节告诉我们
The book of Hosea chapter 6 tells us,
先知鼓励神的百姓要竭力追求认识耶和华
And this prophet is encouraging the children of God to press on, to follow on the Lord, to know him.
他说他若显现的时候，他显现的时候呢
And when he goes forth,
像晨光
It's prepared as the morning, it's like the rain.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们真正的进入这个对主的认识的时候
So when we truly enter into this true knowledge of God
这不光是一个知识
It's not only a knowledge
约翰福音十七章第三节也告诉我们
John chapter 17 verse 3
当你认识神认识神所差来的耶稣基督就是生命
When you know God and Jesus Christ he sent This is life eternal
先知告诉我们说呢你认识耶和华就是晨光就是甘露
The prophet tells us when you know God This is just like the morning, the rain
我们晓得今天生命的成长是需要光是需要水分
Today we know that for our life to grow We need light and we need water
所以如果你对主自己有一个明亮的认识
So if you have this bright knowledge of the Lord
你定规是充满光你活在阳光的底下
You will live under the sunlight You'll be filled with light
并且他说是晨光
And we talked about the morning light
我们晓得早晨的晨光是最明亮
We know the morning light is the brightest
是透亮的光、啊、
It's a see-through light
然后呢像甘雨
And it's like the first and former rain
像降下的春雨
And it's like the former rain
这个雨呢就能够滋润我们里面
And this rain can nurture us
真正的认识带来光照带来里面的滋润
This true knowledge can bring upon light and bring nurture
带来生命的成长带来生命的全能
bring forth the growth of life and the power of life
我们都晓得在以色列地这个春雨是很重要的
We know that in the land of Israel it's very important to have the spring rain
这个春雨大概在三四月间所临到
And the spring rain will come upon about March or April
因为它为着未来的这个大的收割呢做一个预备
It's preparing for the great harvest ahead
所以一般来讲这个春雨临到以色列地的时候它是一种阵雨一阵一阵的这个很细的阵雨
So when the spring rain comes it usually comes in patches it comes in periods
到了五旬节的时候它降下来是大雨
When the time of Pentecost comes it usually is heavy rain
那么在以色列地的农夫啊他们最先渴望的是春雨
So the farmers in Israel they would long most for the spring rain
我们都知道以色列地是很干旱的一块地
We know the land of Israel is very dry
假使能够有这样的春雨临到的时候
If they can have the spring rain
他们知道今年定规有大丰收
They would know they have a good harvest this year
那么先知告诉我们
And the prophet tells us
当我们能对主的自己对神的本身有一个认识的时候
When we have a true knowledge of the Lord himself
会带来春雨的果效
You bring us a consequence, the result of the spring rain
我们晓得今天为什么今天在地上的教会在生命上这么的贫乏
Do we know why we're so poor in this church on earth these days?
好像看起来知识并不贫不缺少
It seems we have lots of knowledge and information
但是生命的成长却是非常的贫乏
Yet the growth of this life is very poor
因为什么真正启示的东西太少
Why is that? Because there's very few true revelation
而出于人的智慧头脑的东西太多
There are too many things that come from the human knowledge
所以这是一个大的危机
That's a great crisis
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们要在主的跟前仰望圣灵在我们里面做一个开启的工作
Before the Lord, we need to look upon him for his work of revelation from the Holy Spirit.
所以这个认识是非常重要的一件事情
So this knowledge is very important.
当然我们晓得这个认识一定要从神的启示
So we know that this knowledge must come from the revelation of God
那什么是启示呢
So what is revelation?
我们用使徒保罗自己的话来说
We use the words from the Apostle Paul.
保罗第一次的经历在大马士的路上
The first experience that Paul has on the way to Damascus
他告诉我们在那一天
He tells us on that day
他眼睛上面好像有鳞片掉下来
His eyes as if he has scales that would fall down.
你想想看呢, 如果你的眼睛上面照两个鳞片, 你能看见什么东西?
Think about it. If you have scales on your eyes, what can you see?
这个鳞片是不透光的,
These scales will not let the light through.
所以呢, 弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters, Paul knows one thing very well.
犹太教中所受的一切的教育,
all the education he received in the Judaism,
他引以为荣的犹太教的整个文化背景,
what he's proud of, all this background of this Jew, the Jews. Before, in front of his eyes are just two pieces of scale. And he was blind. He did not know that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
在那一天神光照他,
During that day, when God shined his light on him, so these scales on his eyes were falling down.
当然我们知道这是保罗当初一个形容啊, 他的感觉上的一个感觉。
We know that this is Paul's description. This is what he felt, as if these scales fell down from his eyes. So that day he saw Jesus Christ with his own eyes. This has brought a great turnaround on his life. So when he wrote 2 Corinthians later on, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it tells us,
以色列人呢, 他们虽然那样的, 读旧约的圣经,
he said the Israelites, although they were very well read in the books of Moses, but it seems that their face were covered with this veil. No matter how they read this Old Testament, they can understand. Where does this veil come from? And this veil is brought to them by Moses.
因为在使徒行传,
in Exodus, you can clearly see. So when Moses came before God, his face was shining with light. So when he came out to the people, the Israelites cannot see, look at him because his face was shining with light. So Moses did something interesting. He covered his face with a veil.
And
so the people of Israel could speak to him. So when time passed, so they left an impression in the hearts of the Israelites. And so Moses has his face is always shining with light. And Moses is the great important servant of God, so we can only follow Moses. And slowly these become traditions for the Jews. And this veil, outwardly they cover the face of Moses without entering into their heart. So no matter how they read it, they cannot understand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们晓得说传统会叫人瞎眼的。
We know that traditions can blind people.
啊, 这是很严重的一件事。
This is a very serious matter.
所以你知道犹太人到今天他们还在读圣经啊。
So you know that Jews would read the Bible today.
我实在感觉我们很惭愧，我们读圣经没有犹太人那么殷勤啊。
I feel that very guilty. We do not read the Bible as diligently as the Jews.
当我们去以色列地的时候,
when we go to the land of Israel,
我们看见那犹太人的拉比大人小孩都在那里读圣经。
We see the Israelites, no matter whether adults and kids, they are rabbis, they are reading Bible.
他们告诉我们，他一天至少读六个钟头。
They told us that at least they will read 6 hours a day at least.
并且去看他们读经的那个样子很奇怪。
So when they read the Bible, they have this attitude.
他们每个人都这么读。They
keep shaking like this.
读六个钟头。
They would read for 6 hours.
我也很稀奇, 所以后来回家我也试试看。
I was kind of amazed. I tried.
眼花了，对不对？
I couldn't read because I would get dizzy.
他们就这么读六个钟头啊。
They would keep doing this for 6 hours.
他们告诉我们很多的拉比。 摩西五经能倒背如流啊,
and they told us a lot of rabbis can recite the whole book, the five books of Moses.
但是有什么用呢?
What good does it do?
保罗说他们的脸上蒙着帕子。
Paul says their face are covered with his veil.
摩西成为他们的帕子。
Moses becomes their veil.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
他们再怎么读，再怎么数，还是不明白。
No matter how good, how well they know the words, they don't understand.
所以保罗对他们讲很简单的。
Paul told them very easily, simply, whenever they turn their hearts towards the Lord, Christ, then the veil will go fall away. They need this revelation.
弟兄姊妹们, 我请你们不要误会我这样，都误会我啊。Don't
misunderstand me.
我们知道在教会历史中，神使用很多神的仆人。
We know that in the history of the church, there are lots of servants used by God.
这些神的仆人们也带下。 很多圣经的亮光。
And the servants of God has brought many lights for the Bible.
因为他们直接活在神的启示里面。
Because they directly live in the revelation of God.
所以他们解释了很多宝贵神的话。
Therefore, they can interpret the word of God.
但是今天很多神的儿女们呢
？But today there are a lot of children of God.
对于直接进到主的话语里面接受圣灵的启示，这个感觉很缺少。
They are lacking in the feeling in directly going into the word of God in for the revelation.
我们就太过分地依赖了这些所谓属灵大汉。他们带来的这些的解释。
We're dependent, too dependent on these spiritual giants, so-called.
你要知道，如果你过分的依赖这些东西，会叫你瞎眼的。
If you depend on them too much, it will blind you.
我年轻的时候啊
，When I was young,
我当然我自己读圣经也读不懂啊。
Of course, I don't understand a lot of things when I read the Bible.
中间有了不起的这个解经的人呢、啊。
So among us, we have these great servants of God.
哇，特别是。我们所敬重的尼托森弟兄
especially we respect Brother Watchman Nee
他实在是有大光
he has this big great light
所以我这段圣经读不懂啊
so if I didn't understand this passage
我就翻他的解释
I'll go and read his interpretation
一翻解释哎呀好高兴啊这是大光啊这终于懂了
so once I read his interpretation I was really happy and I understand it
但是呢经过若干年之后啊
after certain years
我发现我有个困难了
I discovered I have this difficulty
我每一次读到这段圣经就是尼弟兄的解释
every time I read this passage I will have this brother Nee's interpretation. I cannot see anything else.
啊，因为当然他们比我们在主里这个认识丰富的多了。
Of course, they have a deeper understanding, richer understanding of the Lord.
只等到有一天
，until one day，
主把我从这样光景中释放出来。
The Lord deliver me from this kind of situation.
我才开始学习，我站在我自己的脚上读圣经。
I start to learn to stand on my own feet to read the Bible.
虽然我的解释远赶不上我们的弟兄们。
Although my interpretation was for sure from my brother's explanation.
这是我自己的领会，从主直接的领会。
I thank the Lord is a direct revelation from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
今天如果在地上教会的见证要刚强。
Today, if the testimony of the Lord needs to be strong,
神的百姓必须进入这个直接的。这个启示里面
God's people must enter into this direct revelation.
我们感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
他乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的里面
He takes pleasure in revealing his son in us.
求主除去我们眼睛上的鳞片
May the Lord take away the scales on our eyes.
求主除去我们那个传统蒙蔽我们的帕子
May the Lord take away this veil of tradition from our eyes.
单单纯纯地回到主的跟前
Simply and purely we return to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我不是说从此以后你们谁的这个解经的书都不要看。
I'm not saying that you cannot read any Bible reference books.
我记得有一个年长的弟兄在我年轻时候给我很好的劝勉。
I remember an older brother who gave me some very great advice when I was younger.
我出来侍奉主，我很渴望能把圣经读好。
When I started to serve the Lord, I really desired to study the Bible well.
后来我就请教他。
And so I asked him for advice.
他就对我讲了一件事情。
So he told me one thing. He said, brother.
读经最好的方法就是读。
He said to study the Bible, the best way is to study.
他说你只要有恒心的读。
If you have patience and read it.
认真在主面前读。
And diligently and read it.
二十年之后。
20 years later.
那些什么解经的书翻一翻就可以了。
And those reference books, you can just flip through it.
弟兄姊妹，这是真的。
Brothers and sisters, this is true.
所以今天我们要爱慕主的话语。
We need to have a love and desire for the word of the Lord.
把我们的眼睛重新擦亮。
May the Lord clear our eyes.
让我们从主的话中能看见主自己的宝贵。
So we can see the treasure of the Lord Himself in His words.
不需要在乎多。
It doesn't have to be a lot.
你也不必有雄心要当什么解经家。
You don't have to be ambitious and to be a Bible expert.
只要你每天的生活在主的话语里面，能够得着主一点开启。
As long as in your daily life you can receive
能够享受到主的自己
revelation in the Word of God, you can partake in His fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，你在教会中就会很有用处。
Brothers and sisters, you be useful in the church.
我说的用处不是说你就会讲道。
I'm not saying to be useful to preach.
这个是与主的见证有关。
This has to do with the testimony of Christ.
当然，我们从旧约一直到新约。
So we go from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
我们看见神不断的启示人。
We see God continuously to reveal to people.
启示的过程中间。
In this process of revelation.
那么有许许多多的神的不同的做法。
There are a lot of different methods.
比方在旧约时代中，神就借着先知告诉以色列百姓。
In the Old Testament, God used a lot of prophets to tell his people.
那当然，那个呢是非常间接的东西。
Of course, it's very indirect.
神的心不能满足的。
God's heart was not satisfied.
所以到了新约时代，
so in the New Testament,
神的儿子自己从天而降。
Son of God himself came down from heaven.
那么他道成肉身呢，就是一个重大的启示。
Word become flesh. This is an important revelation in itself.
神在肉身显现。
And God manifest in flesh.
啊，这是父神的一个大的一个启示。
This is a great revelation from the Father.
然后我们想在五旬节那天，神又差遣圣灵降下。
Now then, then the day of Pentecost, God has sent the Holy Spirit down.
圣灵在教会里。历史中间把主的话不知道解释出多少丰富的亮光出来。
In the history of church, we have explained has explained the word of God very richly.
我想我们下一个点要讲到这个。
I think the next point we're going to mention this.
不太多讲。那并且呢，我们感谢神给我们手中有一本圣经。
So thank God for this Bible that we're holding in our hands.
有完整的启示在我们的手里。
It's a complete revelation in our hands.
那弟兄姊妹，我们晓得圣经最大的启示就是启示主自己，对不对
？Sister, we know the greatest revelation is about the Lord Himself.
主曾经对那些犹太人说
，And Lord has told the Jews.
啊，你们读圣经，你们以为那种有永生，然而你们不肯到我这里来。
You read the Bible and you thought there is life eternal, but you do not want to come to me for the eternal life. And this Bible is testifying for me.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经的本身最大的用意是为基督做见证。
No, the Bible, the greatest use is for testifying for the Lord.
还有呢，主把他宝贵的生命赐给我们。
And also, the Lord has given His precious life to us.
所以我们借着在生活中生命上的经历。
So in our daily life, in our life experience, we can receive the revelation from the Lord.
所以主的启示是生命的，是活的。
So this revelation is living, is life.
我想从神给我们这许多帮助我们得到启示的方法上。
So from these all different methods that God used to help us to gain this revelation.
让我们认识我们的神。
So that we get to understand know our God. And to know His glorious will.
我们因此可以在地上为我们的主做见证。
Therefore we can testify for our Lord on earth.
我想在神百姓的见证中间。
I think among the testimony of
God's
people.
第一方面，神要我们为他所做的见证，乃是为他的主权做见证。
And firstly we need to witness for His authority.
第一个，我们在神面前所知道，就神是独一无二的神。
Firstly, we need to know that before God, God is the one and true, one and only God.
这是所有神的百姓都承认的。
This is all people of God would admit to.
但是更重要一件事情是什么？
And even more importantly,
我们要知道我们的神是一位又真又活的神。
We need to know our God is the true and living God.
所以以利亚所侍奉的是那一位活神。
So the one Elijah serves is that living God.
所以我们今天呢，弟兄姊妹，要在这个败坏的地上为我们的神做独一无二的神做见证。
So today we're living in this world of filth and failure. We need to testify for this true and living God.
他是自由拥有的。
He is the one who's the last one.
除他以外，别无神，再也没有别神。
There's no others but Him.
哎呀，我最不喜欢了。今天在教会中有很多神的儿女们，常常有这样的一个说法。
I really don't like their saying among the children of God among church in today.
你看那个人信佛教，那个人信回教，我们信基督教。
And so that person is a Buddhist, believes in Buddhism. This one is believing in Islamic, and we believe in Christianity.
我们要晓得宗教只是仇敌最厉害的一个诡计。
We know that religion is the biggest trick that Satan has.
因为他要把我们的神限制在一个范围里。
Because he wants to trap our God into this dimension.
好像别的宗教也有别的宗。宗教的神，我们的神是在这个范围里。
It seems that other religion have their own gods, and our God is put in here.
不，我们今天知道，在天下人间没有别的神，只有一位。
But we know that today under heaven there's no others. There's only one.
为他的主权做见证。
And we testify for his authority.
我们也知道这个整个宇宙万有都是我们神所创造的。
We know that the whole universe and everything in it are created by our God.
他是一切的起源。
And he's the source and origin of everything.
他拥有万有。
And he owns everything.
他也在万有中有他的所有权和治权。
And he has the ownership and he has the Lord of all.
唯有他是造物的主。
And he is the only creator.
弟兄姊妹，你说这个我都知道啊。
And brothers and sisters, you say I know all this.
但是在我们的实际的经历里面。
But in our true experience.
也许我们并不是真正从圣灵的启示得着。
Maybe we are not receiving it from the revelation.
我给你们讲一个小小的一个例子。
Let me give you a small example.
我从前认识一位姊妹。
I used to know a sister.
她对这个猫啊很过敏。
And she's allergic to cats.
她就是一看见猫，她就眼泪鼻涕就流了。
As soon as she saw this cat, she started having tears in her eyes.
一看见猫就发抖。
And she would start shaking when she saw a cat.
所以谁家有猫，她就不敢往谁家。
So if anybody who owns a cat in the house, she would not go to that house.
哎，后来过了很多年之后啊。
So many years later.
哎，有一天碰见我，看她发现她不怕了。
And one day I found out that she's no longer afraid of cats anymore.
哎，我说姊妹，你怎么现在不怕猫了呢
？So I asked her sister, how come you're not afraid of cats anymore?
她说就是有一天我在祷告的时候。
She said one day when I was praying.
她忽然里面感觉这个有一个意念出来。
All of a sudden, this thought that came into her mind.
这个猫不是神创造的吗
？This cat isn't it created by God?
既然神创造，就不应该害我。
Since it's created by God, it should not harm me.
哎，从那天开始起。
So from that day on.
弟兄姊妹们，猫再也不能影响他。
So from that day on, the cats cannot influence her.
你知道这个叫做真知识啊。
Do you know this is true knowledge?
今天你听见了这个，对不对
？Today you heard this.
啊，如果你也有对猫有过敏。
If you have allergic to cats.
好了好了，感谢主，回家再不怕猫了。
And so I thank the Lord. I'll go home and no longer afraid of cats.
你碰见猫说，哎呀，猫是神创造的，所以不应该害我。
And so you saw this cat and said, cats are created by God, so it should not harm me.
无用。
No use.
你照样流眼泪流鼻涕。
You still have tears and runny nose.
你照样的发抖。
You will still shake.
弟兄姊妹为什么呢
？Brothers and sisters, why?
神直接对你说的。
Because this is not directly spoken to you by God.
差别很大。
There's a great difference.
如果你今天所得到的只不过是外面一种的知识。
If today what you gain is an outward knowledge.
弟兄姊妹那个不是见证。
That is not testimony.
我就说今天我们很多人讲到神的创造的时候，我们可以。举各式各样天文地理各样的事物来为他做见证。
Today, when we talk about the creation of God, we can use a lot of information and talk about His creation.
这些见证远赶不上我们姊妹的这一个小小的见证。
And this testimony can, for short, compared to our sister's testimony.
你可以讲神的创造万物。
We can talk about God's creation.
但是他经历创造的主。
But she experienced the one, the Creator.
这是很大的、很大的差别。
This is the great difference.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们看见在整个旧约的历史里面
，When we look at the history in the Old Testament，
许多的人他们为着神的创造做见证。
A lot of people testify for God's creation.
所以圣经记载很多的神迹奇事、啊。
The Bible has recorded lots of miracles and wonders.
不是光是一些好玩的故事、啊。
And these are not just fun stories.
啊，我们都记得这个，都知道这个但以理被丢在狮子坑里，对不对
？We all know that Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
神不是为了制造故事。
God wasn't trying to make up some story.
但以理在狮子坑里面见证神是创造狮子的神。
Daniel was in the lion's den. He was testifying that God was the one who created the lion.
三个朋友丢在那个火窑里面。
His three friends were taken into the fire.
他们见证神是烈火的神。
The furnace, and they witnessed that the God is the God of fire.
所以在圣经中许多的神迹奇事，弟兄姊妹们都为只不过为证明。他们所信的神是创造万有、掌管万有。
In the Bible, there are lots of miracles and wonders and great signs, and these are all for the same purpose, for testifying God is the one who is the creator of everything.
你们有没有听见最近有一个故事
？Have you heard the story recently?
在台湾有一个人呢，就是抓住了但以理的故事。
And in Taiwan, there was one person who took the story of Daniel.
跑到动物园里面，就跳到狮子坑里去了。
And he went to the zoo and jumped into the lion's cage.
挑动那个狮子来咬我。
And he asked the lion to come and bite him.
奉主耶稣基督的名，就在那里，结果他被狮子咬了。
And、he was saying in the name of the Lord Jesus, but then he was bitten by the lion.
弟兄姊妹，你不能模仿这些东西。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot imitate.
所以在很多属灵的经历上面
，a lot of spiritual experience.
你都不可以模仿。
You cannot imitate.
你必须跟主之间有直接的经历。
You must have this direct experience with the Lord.
我想这些故事太多。
I think there are lots of stories.
我们不能一一的叙述。
We cannot go one by one.
更重要的。
More importantly.
神要我们为他自己做见证。
God wants us to testify for Himself.
神把他的生命赐给我们。
God gave us His life.
所以从我们的生命中领会神的爱。
So from our lives we experience His love.
领会神的诸般的性情。
And His many characters.
那么不仅你领会。
Not only you understand,
让这些性情慢慢逐渐地变成你的性情。
And slowly God will make this character your character.
所以我们要感谢神。
We thank God.
不仅这样。
Not only this.
我们也知道我们的神是有计划、有目的的神。
We also know that our God has a goal. He has a plan.
今天我们为他的计划、为他的目的在这里做见证。
For His goal and for His plan, we are testifying for Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
不仅这样
，Not only this.
我们真是要认识这位与我们有关的神。
We truly need to know this God who has
something to do with us.
I like to emphasize.
认识主的自己和认识与主有关的事物
是不一样的。 to know the Lord himself and to know things concerning the Lord, there are some great difference.
那些东西不一定是坏的。
Those things may not be bad.
有的时候你是可以借用。
Some things you can use.
但是如果你的兴趣都在这些事物上面的话。
But if your interests are only upon these matters,
弟兄姊妹们，我们对主为主所做的见证会变得非常的软弱。
Brothers and sisters, our testimony for the Lord will become very weak.
所以在为主做见证的事上
On the matter of testifying for the Lord,
认识是重要的第一步
This knowledge is the most important point.
我们认识的越深
The more we know,
见证也就越有深度
And the testimony will have more depth.
我们求主在这些年间
So we ask the Lord during these years,
能够把神的儿女重新一次带到他自己的面光中。
May he bring the children of God back to him before him.
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹对于我们所信的主都能够有直接的认识。
So that each brother and sisters will have a direct knowledge of our Lord.
我想这样不仅个人。
I think not only personally.
整个教会的见证。
The whole church corporately.
就能够变得比较刚强。
And this testimony will become strong.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we truly thank you.
你拣选我们，救赎我们。
You have chosen us and you have saved us.
不仅让我们脱离仇敌的手。
Not only save us from the hands of our enemy.
不仅得到永生。
Not only we receive life eternal.
你要我们在地上做你的见证人。
You want us to be witness for you on earth.
我们知道你回来的日子非常的临近。
We know the day of your return is close.
地上已经显出许多的兆头。
And this earth is showing many signs.
主啊，求你让我们知道。
Lord, may you tell us.
今天我们在地上个人的生活。
In our personal life today on earth.
教会的生活。
In our church life.
最重要的是为主做见证。
Most important thing is to be witness for you.
主啊，我们求你借着你的灵。
Lord, we ask that through your spirit.
开启你的自己。
Reveal yourself.
主啊，除去我们所有一切的帕子。
Rid us from all our veils.
除去我们里面所有的蒙蔽。
And get rid of all the blockage.
就在这几天的当中。
In these few days.
把我们所有的人都带到你自己的跟前。
Bring us all before you.
叫我们重新一次对你有新的认识。
So once again, we have renewed understanding of you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为我们的父乐意把你启示给我们。
Because our Father takes pleasure in revealing you to us.
所以求你给我们信心。
We ask that you for your faith.
我们谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
We thank you for your presence with us.
我们再次把感谢、赞美、敬拜都归给你。
Once again, we give you thanks and praise and worship.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.